The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on the 6th of December, 1865, that the 13th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, abolishing slavery in the United States. On that date, in 1877, at his laboratory in West Orange, New Jersey, Thomas Edison spoke the children's verse, "Mary Had a Little Lamb," while demonstrating his newly invented phonograph, which utilized a revolving cylinder wrapped in tin foil to record sounds. It was on the 6th of December, 1917, that two ships collided at Halifax, Nova Scotia, resulting in an explosion that killed more than 1,500 persons and injured 8,000. The Norwegian ship Imo collided with the French munition ship Mont Blanc, which was loaded with supplies for the war in Europe, including 5,000 tons of TNT. A tidal wave caused by the explosion destroyed much of the city. On that date in 1921, the Irish Free State became an independent member of the British Commonwealth, and in 1971, the Democratic Republic of Bangladesh, formerly East Pakistan, was recognized by India. Pakistan then broke off diplomatic relations with India. And on that same date in 1973, Gerald Ford was sworn in as Vice President under Richard Nixon, following the resignation of Spiro Agnew, who pleaded no contest to charges of income tax evasion. It was on the 6th of December, 1978, in Spain, that a new constitution was approved by referendum, providing for a constitutional monarchy and a parliamentary form of government. It's the birthday of the American poet Alfred Joyce Kilmer in 1886. He died in 1918 and was born in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Best known for his poem Trees, published in 1913, he was killed in action during World War I near Ursy, France. The U.S. Army's Camp Kilmer was named in his honor. It's the birthday also of the American lyricist Ira Gershwin in 1896. He died in 1983 and was born in New York City. He collaborated with his brother George to create many Broadway successes, including Lady Be Good, Funny Face, Strike Up the Band, and songs such as The Man I Love, Someone to Watch Over Me, and I've Got Rhythm. It's also the birthday of the photojournalist Alfred Eisenstadt in 1898. He died in 1995. And was born in Dershow, Prussia. Best known for his Life magazine cover photos, including the sailor kissing a nurse in Times Square, celebrating the end of World War II. It was on the 7th of December, 43 BC, that Cicero, Marcus Tullius, died. He was a writer, statesman, and was considered ancient Rome's greatest orator. And on the 7th of December, 1787, Delaware became the first state to adopt the new Constitution of the United States of America. It's the birthday of wax modeler Marie Tussaud in 1761. She died in 1850 and was born in Bern, Switzerland. She established Madame Tussaud's waxworks in London in 1802 and later added a Chamber of Horrors. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was the first African-American awarded the Nobel Peace Prize? That's an easy one, but I'll give you a couple of moments to think about it before I give you another clue. It was on December the 8th, 1940, during the Blitz, that the House of Commons and Tower of London were seriously damaged during an overnight air raid by German bombers in London. On that date, 1 year later, a day after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States and Britain declared war on Japan. And it was on the 8th of December, 1980, that former Beatle musician John Lennon was assassinated in New York City. December 8th, 1987, in Washington, D.C., was the date that President Ronald Reagan and Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev signed the new INF Treaty, eliminating all intermediate-range and short-range nuclear missiles. And on that same date, in 1991, the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, ceased to exist as the leaders of Russia, Belorussia, and the Ukraine signed an agreement creating the Commonwealth of Independent States. The remaining republics, with the exception of Georgia, joined the new Commonwealth. It's the birthday of the cotton gin inventor Eli Whitney in 1765. He died in 1825 and was born in Westboro, Massachusetts. His invention used comb-like teeth to remove seeds from harvested cotton. It had a tremendous impact on the economy of the South. By 1800, cotton production increased from about 3,000 bales a year to 73,000. He developed the concept of mass production of interchangeable parts and the assembly line. It's also the birthday of General Motors founder William C. Billy Durant in 1861. He died in 1947 and was born in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the birthday of the Mexican artist Diego Rivera in 1886. He died in 1957 and was born in Guanajuato, Mexico. He created large works for display in the United States, which aroused controversy due to his political point of view as a communist. In 1933, his fresco, Man at the Crossroads, was removed from Rockefeller Center in New York City amid claims it included a figure resembling Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin. A year earlier, a mural done for the Detroit Institute of Arts had been criticized as irreligious. Following these controversies, he was denied further commissions in the United States, although his work remained popular in Mexico. It's the birthday of the American humorist and artist James Thurber in 1894. He died in 1961 and was born in Columbus, Ohio. He's best known for The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It was the 9th of December, 1941, during World War II, when China issued a formal declaration of war against Japan, Germany, and Italy. And on that date, 7 years later, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously approved the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. It took effect on January the 12th, 1951, following the ratification by 20 member nations. It was on that date, 10 years later, that the John Birch Society was founded in the United States by Robert H.W. Welch as an anti-communist political organization named for Captain John Birch, a U.S. Army officer killed in 1945 by Chinese communists. Now for the next clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was the first African-American awarded the Nobel Peace Prize? He received his award on December 10th, 1950. Don't know? I'll give you the answer in just a couple of moments. It was on December the 9th, 1990. Lech Walesa won a landslide victory in the Polish presidential election. And it was on that date, 2 years later, that Buckingham Palace announced the separation of Prince Charles and Princess of Wales, Diana. 1 year after that, a five-day repair job in space on the $3 billion Hubble Space Telescope was finished by U.S. astronauts. And it was on the 9th of December, 1994, that Sinn Féin, the Irish Republican Army's political wing, held its first formal talks with Britain in over 70 years. It's the birthday of the English poet John Milton in 1608. He died in 1674 and was born in London. Considered second only to Shakespeare in importance, his works include Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained, Samson and Agonistes, The Pamphlets of the Reformation Touching Church Discipline, The Doctrine and Discipline of Divorce, The Tenure of Kings and Magistrates, and Pro Populo Anglicano. It's the birthday of the American industrialist Clarence Birdseye in 1886. He died in 1956 and was born in Brooklyn, New York. He developed a method of deep-freezing foods and was one of the founders of General Foods Corporation. It was on December the 10th, 1896, that the Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel died in San Remo, Italy. His will stipulated that income from his $9 million estate be used for awards recognizing persons who have made valuable contributions to humanity. Nobel recipients are chosen by a committee of the Norwegian Parliament. Prizes for peace, physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and economics are presented annually in a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, on the anniversary of his death. Each prize is valued at about $1 million. It was on December the 10th, 1898, that the Treaty of Paris was signed between American and Spanish representatives following Spain's defeat in the Spanish-American War. Under the treaty, the U.S. gained the Philippine Islands, the islands of Guam and Puerto Rico, and an agreement by Spain to withdraw from Cuba. The treaty passed by a single vote in the U.S. Senate on February the 6th, 1899, and was signed by President William McKinley 4 days later. Also on that date, 7 years later, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It was on December the 10th, 1989, that the first non-communist government since 1948 assumed power in Czechoslovakia. It's the birthday of educator Thomas Gallaudet. In 1787, he died in 1851 and was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He co-founded the American School for the Deaf in Hartford, Connecticut in 1817. It's also the birthday of the poet Emily Dickinson in 1830. She died in 1886 and was born in Amherst, Massachusetts. Her poetry became known only after her death, when her sister discovered nearly 2,000 poems locked in her bureau, written on the backs of envelopes and scraps of paper. They were published gradually over the next 50 years, beginning in 1890. It's the birthday of the American librarian Melville Dewey in 1851, died in 1931, and was born in Adams Center, New York. He invented the Dewey Decimal Book Classification System, advocated spelling reform, and urged the use of the metric system. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. Who was the first African-American awarded the Nobel Peace Prize? He received his award on December 10, 1950. Well, it was on December the 10th, 1950, that Dr. Ralph Bunche became the first African-American man awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in mediation between Israel and nearby Arab states the previous year. I'll leave you today with this quote from John Kenneth Galbraith. The conventional view serves to protect us from the painful job of thinking. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.